from back in 1966. The sweet sound of 1950s rhythm and blues vocal group Harmony, making its transition into the early stages of soul harmony. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice in New York City.
Forever and ever.
something really fine from the mid to late 60s. They were known as the Compliments. That was issued on Midas Records circa 1967 with some beautiful R&B vocal group harmony. That pretty ballad entitled Borrow Till Morning here on Group Harmony Review. Just ahead of that, we were in 1963 from California. The Superiors on Real Fine Records and an R&B classic from the 60s entitled Eternal Dream. Very beautifully done. And we began from 1966, the Acapellos on General Records with the Stars. To begin this special edition of Group Harmony Review tonight here on WFUV with yours truly, Dan Romanello, a little bit of an introduction now, then going to be getting in as much of this beautiful harmony as I can for you throughout the program until 2 a.m. We're closing out our Black History Month specials, the last show in the month of February in the year 2012. And as promised, tonight, the 1950s rhythm and blues vocal group harmony sound, those very unique black harmony groups of the 50s era, making its transition into the early stages of soul harmony. We played so many of the great roots sounds in the 1950s, had a show devoted to the ladies of R&B, went back to the 40s and earlier, and tonight, the beautiful soul harmony groups with the Superiors, the Compliments, and the Acapellos to begin the show tonight. And for those of you who never heard a show like the one we're presenting tonight, focusing on the 1960s, or even if you did, I promise you a very unique presentation of rare and popular rhythm and blues vocal group harmony from the 1960s era, early to mid and later 60s. Tonight on Group Harmony Review on WFUV.
Oh, 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 why should I cry?
I see.
That is magnificent. From as late as 1964, and often we talk about how many of the 1950s and early 60s R&B groups and later were performing in the style of that beautiful vocal group harmony sound of an earlier time period, and yet competing with so much of the music in 1964 that was coming from abroad and gaining unbelievable popularity here in America. And not just from other parts of the world, but also as the music changed and American artists were performing differently in the early stages of rock, competing with the R&B sounds, making it more difficult for beautiful harmony songs like that to become popular. And in my opinion, directly influencing why so many of them fell into relative obscurity. But the sound continued. Beautiful soul harmony went on to develop, the birth of Motown, and so much more. And tonight we salute it on this last week in our Black History Month specials here on WFUV on the Group Harmony Review. Julie and I often talk about the beautiful sounds in that last set, like the Four Vibes on Soiree Records from 1964, You're All I Live For, the one we just closed with. And just ahead of that, also from 1964, one of Van McCoy's affiliations, the Four Buddies, Van McCoy Four Buddies, not related to the early 50s vocal group. For Imperial Records, I Wanna Be the Boy You Love. And we began with a vocal group called the Manhattans, an incredible harmony sound from 1963 on Big Mac Records, Why Should I Cry? On WFUV, on the Group Harmony Review here in New York City, with yours truly, Dan Romanello. On the airwaves of New York City and the tri-state area where the music belongs, and streaming on the internet at WFUV.org. We continue with tonight's special edition here on the campus of Fordham University, right here in the Bronx.
To think that I Yeah. daddy. Won't mind for a while. Look at you standing there with a beautiful smile. I hope you enjoyed the party. I hope you didn't mind walking home. Here, let me help you with your keys. Where did you get those eyes and that long back of hair? Please don't mind my looking, but I have to stay.
Really nice there. An artist by the name of Phil Terrell with a very nice vocal group backing, recorded for Carnival Records, probably in the early to mid-60s, circa 1965 recording. That was Phil Terrell with an unlisted vocal group, probably the Manhattans or Pretenders who were recording for Carnival at the time. And something entitled Can I Come In? Just ahead of that, from the very early 60s, 1961, beautiful ballad from Elroy and the Excitements on Alana Records, My Love Will Never Die. Also from the same time period, just ahead of that, a young lady by the name of Faith Robinson and an unlisted vocal group on Dolphin Records, My Birthday Wish. And speaking of female leads with male vocal groups, from the late 60s, a beautiful ballad by Yvonne Gomez with an unlisted group for Hawaii Records, Ease the Pain. As we continue here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV.
Running away from I loved you like a fool. Gonna send my heart to school till I learn to play it cool. I'm running,
running,
running away from love. Your cheating can't be right. So baby, day and night, I'll keep my heart in flight. I'm running,
running,
running away from love.
Run, 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 run.
It hurts me now to part. In my heart, you'll have me more, I know. I'll find somebody new, someone who'll love me too. And baby, till I do, I'm running,
running,
running away from love.
Running, 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 running.
Running, 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 somebody new, someone who loved me too. And baby, till I do, I'm running,
running,
running away from love.
Bum 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 bum.
Oh, it's still fine.
Fantastic. From the early 60s, let's put that one at 1961-62 for Eon Records. That was a vocal group called the High Tones, and What Was the Cause of It All? Really beautiful ballad from the era. Just ahead of that, we had the Sedates from 1962 on Trans Atlas Records, Girl of Mine. We began with a vocal group called The Fortunes on DRA Records from 1962, Running Away from Love. And the second item in the set, a vocal group from Des Moines, Iowa, in 1963, had two releases on Success Records, and that one entitled Lovers. On WFUV in New York City, on the Group Harmony Review, California. Marque Records, 1963.
Yes, dear, we're all alone now. I finally got away from her, and now I can tell you I love you, dear. And also,
pardon me. Can't believe it's over this time.
Don't you know I need you every day in oh so many ways? Yeah.
Because I love
you, baby.
Can't hold me by my side.
I want you by my side now.
Because I need you.
I want you to be my bride. Oh, you've got such a lovely face. No one will take your place. Please tell me that you love me so. Tell me that you'll never let me go. Come on now, you've been my inspiration, baby. You are my consolation now. Don't you know I need you every day in oh so many ways, yeah.
Because I love
you, baby. You know that I love you. Yeah, you know that I need you. Yeah, I need you, baby. Stand by me.
Get married in June,
June, June.
Very nice set there, all from 1963. Once again, a female lead with a male vocal group. The Bellocks from, I believe they were from Syracuse, New York. On Hammer Records, Get Married in June. Just ahead of that, we had the West Siders on Leopard Records from 1963. As I said, everything in that set from 63, Don't You Know? And we began from Los Angeles, the Saisons. 1963, Marquee Records, also once again a female lead with a male vocal group, Pardon Me. Cezanne's, West Siders, and the Bell-Locks on this special edition of Group Harmony Review here on WFUV in New York City. Got time for at least two more sides before we close out the first hour of this very special presentation tonight. Hope you're enjoying the sounds. I very much enjoy presenting them for you each and every Saturday night here on Group Harmony Review.
I do.
Darling,
forever,
you can break my heart,
ever.
Oh, I've made the part of a fool just to be with you.
Well, two by the Blue Lights on Bay Sound Records from the late 1960s to close out the first hour of this special edition of Group Harmony Review tonight. Just now, the Blue Lights, 1968, their first release for Bay Sound Records, Forever, and that beautiful soul version of the Marvelettes classic. And just ahead of that, the Blue Lights from 69, 1 year later on Bay Sound, and something else very pretty entitled Yes, I Do. Here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM. And WFUV.org. Special edition of the show tonight as 1950s Rhythm and Blues vocal group Harmony makes its transition into the early stages of soul. And closing out the Black History Month specials, love to hear from you with comments. And the requests have been mounting up. Going to need to do some all request shows in the month of March. You can send an email in to yours truly, Dan Romanello, at WFUV.org, or you can write to me here on Group Harmony Review, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 10458. Another big hour of this very special sound coming up. Yeah, some fabulous R&B from the early 1960s to begin the second hour of our special edition of Group Harmony Review tonight. They were the Alma Keys on Kiske Records from 1962, and that beautiful item entitled Please Come Back to Me.
You said that you found someone new to do the things I used to do.
Don't you be my
girlfriend, and give my heart just one little chance, and we can have a sweet romance. I really love you so. I'll be faithful and true. Please let me prove it to you. I really love you, Maddie, and I feel this way until eternity.
Tell you
yes, yes.
Why don't you be my
girlfriend? I'll be faithful and true. Please let me prove it to you. I really love you, Maddie, and I feel this way. Until eternity, please be my girlfriend. I've been waiting for a long, long time for the moment I could call you mine. Oh, little girl, say yes.
I tell you,
yes, yes.
Why don't you be my
girlfriend?
Chap, 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 all of
them. Golden teardrop, golden teardrop, golden teardrop. talking about?
My love.
You talking about an L?
My love.
And I need a little more than
my love.
Need a lengthy night.
My love.
Don't have no one to talk to.
My love.
Need a by my side.
Well, really gave you folks a long set that time of great vocal group harmony. And have to recap. Can't believe we featured so many in a row. Really some dynamite sounds from the 1960s on this edition of Group Harmony Review. We just closed it out from 1963 on Guidon Records, a very beautiful ballad entitled Lovable Girl. Guidon Records out of Philadelphia. Just ahead of that, we were from out there on the West Coast on the Showcase label, on the Galaxy label, excuse me, the Showcases, a side that had been reissued on Falco Records, quite a rare side in the original release, but it was reissued on Falco and also on Specialty. They were the Showcases with Anna, My Love from 1964. And there's a beautiful ballad on the flip, This Love Was Real. I'd like to get that on for you before we leave tonight. Just ahead of that, also from California, 1961, The Misfits on Aries Records with Midnight Star. And speaking of a star, we had a lesson from the stars just ahead of that on the SurePlay label, from 1962 by the Charmers. So the Butlers from 63, the Showcases from 64, the Misfits from 61, and ahead of that, the Charmers from 1962. And we actually began the set from 1962 also with the Utopians on Imperial Records, Along My Lonely Way. Then we had the Sundials on Guidon, Chapel of Love. The New Invictors on Hail Records from 1962, Deeply in Love with You. And just after that, the fabulous Valiants from 1961 on the holiday label, Your Golden Teardrops. The first part of that feature, the Utopians, the Sundials, the New Invictors, and the fabulous Valiants. So we took 2 4 record sets and combined them for you tonight on this special edition of Group Harmony Review. Promised you I was going to get in as much of this fabulous music as I could tonight. Okay, let's go to 1962 for this one. The Condors on Hunter Records here on Group Harmony Review.
Sweet is angel. Oh, where can you be? Oh, my heart hurts so badly. Won't you please come back to me? Sweet is angel. Oh, where did you go? You are the one girl for me, I know. Won't you please come back to me?
Our love
may last till the end.
May last. life. In times like these, my love, your love is all that keeps me alive.
From my
satisfying your needs. What's left for me to say? I run out of sorry and believe. But whatever it be, I know I've got it. And somehow I know I'll provide it. Cause I don't wanna lose you. Baby, I don't wanna lose you. Come on and give me your little hand. Cause I don't wanna lose you. You know I'm gonna help you
understand. Okay, something really nice from the late 60s, something very sweet. A young lady by the name of Tammy Young and an unlisted vocal group on the label was issued in 1968 on Modern Records, one of the later modern releases. And a beautiful and sweet sound, Tammy Young and vocal group, I Don't Want to Lose You. From the late 60s. We began from 1962 with the Condors on Hunter Records, Sweetest Angel. Then something really nice by the Fantastics from 1967, In Times Like These. And follow that up with the Termites from 1964, Give Me Your Heart. The Condors on Hunter. The Fantastics on Impresario, the Termites on B, and Tammy Young on Modern. Some spectacular recordings tonight here on Group Harmony Review. Let's continue here on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice in New York City.
Let me help you. Let me tell you how I feel.
woke up this morning sad and lonely. Woke up, got out of bed, and searched the whole day through. Searched the whole day through, looking for that girl in red. Last night at the party, her smile left me hoping. But when she departed, I felt so misled. But I'll search the whole wide world, search the whole wide world, looking for that girl in red.
Well, as promised, I went back to that showcases item, that rare sound in its original format, by the Showcases, but thankfully it's been reissued over the years. It was originally issued on a 45 in 1964 on Galaxy Records, entitled This Love Was Real, The Showcases. And it had been reissued over the years on a very nice Specialty Records CD package entitled Going Back. So, they were the Showcases, originally on Galaxy and on Specialty from 1964. This Love Was Real. We began that set with the Wilsons on Highland Records, 1961, Let Me Help You. And then we had a very pretty medium up-tempo tune by the Vows on Randy Records from 1963, entitled The Girl in Red. Wanted to get this next tune in before we leave tonight. Speaking of fabulous rhythm and blues vocal groups from the early 50s who continued and recorded throughout the 60s and later into the 70s, and continued recording fabulous vocal group harmony throughout the soul era, some new presentations, and also some remakes of old classics. Talking about the Flamingos. When they recorded for Ron's Records, they consisted of Jake and Zeke Carey. Also, Billy Clark. I believe that was Bill Clark of the Strangers, but I'm not sure. Clarence Bassett, who was with Shep and the Limelights. Also included in this group, J.C. Carey, Doug McClure, and Al Fontaine. So these were the Flamingos on Ron's, and they redid their classic of Golden Teardrops. And I'd like to feature it for you right now on this edition of Group Harmony Review.
For over 20 years, super talent has emerged from the dark, dismal depths of the big city ghettos, only to be struck down by the mighty horse, so often called Doogie or Skag, but it's better known as Dope. This song we are about to sing was composed by such a talent. With his face saddened by the perils of an ever-losing battle for mere survival, I heard him say that the one thing he hated most about being an addict was his inability to love or care about anybody or anything that in some way didn't relate to the source of his next fix. For this had caused him to burn every bridge that linked him to all the beautiful things in life. But there was one thought, one memory still lingering vividly in his mind, and it was about his one true love. You know, that girl he felt had loved him for what he was and not who he was. But he knew he had hurt her, and feeling that he had not apologized enough, he wrote this particular song about the many tears he saw her shed for him, and begged it be recorded so someday, someway, she might hear it. He called the song Gold.
Golden tears. astray no more by all the stars above. Golden teardrops, you haunt my memory. The reason you came was because to a love that was really sincere. I never knew how much you really cared. So darling, put away your tears. Oh, I'll remember no matter how near you be, in a crowded room, on a busy street, or a cottage by the sea.
Thanks for listening to Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello. See you next week as we begin the month of March here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.